Just a very quick message concerning the audio. I understand that this audio is not the best, to put it mildly. There was a problem, and it won't happen again. At least I don't expect it to. But there are patches here where it is really annoyingly bad. I know that. But I am not going to re-record. So if you will please forgive me and just put up with it just this once, I'll do my absolute best that it doesn't happen again. I just wanted to forewarn you about the wind problem. Okay? Thank you very much for your patience. Hello, folks. I was recently at what I call one of the centers for higher learning, a pub. That's always been my name for it. And I met a younger guy, and somehow we segued into the conversation about women. And he was basically, I don't know, he was a, well, it is a pub, it's an Irish pub, and I am Scott Irish, so, yeah, I'm guessing he was mid-30s. And in the tradition of people that still have communication skills, as they do throughout Europe, yeah, pubs are a great place because, you go there and part of the fun is actually meeting people and, you know, talking to them. What a fucking novel concept, right? So anyway, we got on this conversation and I surmised pretty quickly that he was, I think he was more or less intrigued into what I guess I was blowing his mind. I was telling him things, and he was kind of sitting there and his mouth ajar. He's like, are you, what, really? Are you kidding me? I'm like, no. Yeah. So at the end of all this, what he got to, and he was absolutely dead serious. And he was really interested in what I had to say. And I was like, okay. And he said, he says, Ernest, you've got to promise me you're going to put this on a show, you know, put it on your podcast or whatever. And I kind of laughed and I said, no, now you're stretching things a bit. And he says, no. And he says, promise me you'll do that just as once. And I said, okay, I agreed to do it. So here I am. So, Eric, I'm going to give you 5 examples of the worst women in the world. These are women that you don't want to talk to, engage with at all. Okay? So with and this is in no particular order, and I want to add just any one of these things, you know, just by themselves is not a red flag, but especially when they're working, you know, when there's 3 or more of these things going on, yeah, you don't want to walk, you want to fucking run. And you can thank me later. Okay. So without any particular order, here is number 1. Girls or women who wear sweaters that go and they pull them all the way up near their fucking knuckles. Okay. Now, unless you're outside, you don't have a coat, and you're otherwise freezing to death, you look really fucking retarded. It's not good. If you're, you know, if you're a chick and maybe you're I don't know, 10 or 12 years old. It's like, okay, because, okay, you know, but yeah, you're doing that shit and you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s. It really looks stupid. Please stop. It just fucking looks stupid. It makes you look really immature and stupid. Please bring the sweaters down where they belong. Or better yet, what actually looks more mature, in case no one's ever told you this, pull the fucking thing up to your elbows. Okay, just pull them up. But the thing right down your, by your hands, it just looks really retarded. Stop that. Okay? Okay. Next. Chicks with bizarre face modifications. You know who I'm talking about here. I'm talking about, I don't know, the piercings on the ears or the, you know, the fucking ear plug things, the cheek plugs, the mouth plugs, the fucking rings or plugs in your ears or your eyebrows or whatever. Okay, if you see a chick with these, and it only gets worse with the more they have, some serious issues going on. You're not there to be the parent. That was someone else's job. If that got fucked up, it's not your problem. Run. Run from this being. They've got problems. They got problems they don't even know. But yeah, that is another sign. It is a huge flashing fucking sign that says, hey, I'm fucking crazy. Please stay away from me. And I don't care, you know, as far as being hot, I don't know how the two can really be synonymous, because even if a girl's pretty, once you do that shit to yourself, you're destroying your appearance. So yeah, it's like you're not hot anymore because you've gone crazy and you're modifying your face. So yeah, you definitely want to run from that. Moving right along to everyone's favorite subject, tattoos. Now, just clarify, it's kind of a continuum here. So if a woman, or hell, for that matter, a man, if you want to have a tattoo, fine. But there's a difference between a tattoo and, here we go, I have body art. As though your whole body was the side of a fucking mural of a building that you want to just wear for the rest of your life. A few, I don't know, discreet tattoos, preferably in places where I don't have to see them in public, but it's for special people. I don't know, like your lover or husband or whatever. Don't have a problem with that. It's when, basically when I would have to search with a fucking electron microscope just to find any skin area that is, well, still skin. Generally speaking, this is in broad terms, if you see chicks with a lot of tattoos, and, you know, hell, for that matter, guys as well, but particularly chicks, yeah, this is another bad sign. It's just, you know, it's not good. This is something isn't right up there. So yeah. Before I go any further, I just want to mention, if any of the above, women, girls, chicks, whatever fucking pronoun you want to use, whatever that is, I don't know how this, you know, is going to make you feel, but, I'm not saying again that this is, you know, each and every person, and there are degrees to all of this, but if you're wondering why any decent, quote unquote, decent men that you can't have a relationship with, Here's the reason. You're like a you shine in the sun. You want to be noticed? Oh, you're noticed. You're way from across the room. I see you. It's like, oh God. And you could be actually like physically really attractive. You could be. It could be that. But I can't know. The signs of crazy, crazy. You get this huge blinking red sign. It means stay the fuck away. Danger, danger, danger. Yeah. And so, no, we're not going to approach you because you've put crazy signs, huge neon flashing things all over your body that says, hey, look, I'm going to send you an incredibly mixed message. I may actually be really attractive, but I appear to be as fucking crazy as the day is long. Yeah, as soon as we start getting the mixed message, we're going to boogie. So, anyway, now back to the list. Number 4, excessive makeup. And that includes like the lashes and the nails and long nails and such. I don't even know where to begin on this, or I don't know what mama told you or mama didn't tell you or whatever, but yeah, the ghetto lashes, you know, the shit that's like, I don't know, quarter inch long or a half inch. They might as well be a football field. It looks really ghetto. Do you understand? It looks like shit. It looks like trash. Please stop fucking wearing those things. It only makes you, it doesn't enhance you. It doesn't make you cool. It makes you look really low. It makes you look really ghetto. Please stop wearing them. The same thing goes for the extremely long nails. Okay. Again, it's just generally a thing of no modesty. Everything is extreme. And as a consequence, you know, it's just like a ghetto car with all the ghetto bullshit on it. You know, I hate to use the word like class, but is things which are refined are restrained. And that's the point of it. And so, yeah, same thing. Like I said, the nails and their length. There's nothing wrong with having nice nails of a reasonable length and paint them. Here's the color. Here's, I'm going to have to tell you this, what guys really want. Okay. You don't have to have the super fancy multicolored spurls and patterns on your nails. Don't need that. Just a solid color is fine. Solid color is fine. But there are colors that really turn us on and colors that really turn us off. The colors that turn us on is just about any shade of pink. Pink is good. Pink is really good. I'd say a close second to that is any shade of like a chartreuse. Those two colors. And of course, there's the classic red. But red, you know, red's been overdone a bit. So yeah, any shade of pink is really hot. And chartreuse and maybe then the classic red, depending on the occasion. What we absolutely hate, what we hates is, we hates them. Please don't wear the black. Look, the whole, I know the whole goth thing had its moment in the sun and all that shit, but please, please stop wearing the fucking black on your, you know, on your nails. It's just, no. It is a deal killer. Yeah, that's something else I could see from across. It's like, oh God, she's got the goth. And this is again someone, if I'm expecting them like 25-ish and maybe 30 if you're really pushing it. Okay. And you're still doing shit that a 15-year-old does? No, not a good sign. This is not a good sign. So that's number 4. And finally, we arrive, without further ado, at number 5. And this actually, maybe something you're completely unaware of, but I see it and hear it all the time. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, please. It's the rolling of the eyes. Everything, you're very overly expressive, and the eyes are constantly rolling while you're simultaneously, your speech and your cadence sounds retarded. That is, you're putting, there's this thing in the speech where certain people, they keep hyphenating syllables. Like, instead of saying they want, you know, everywhere, you'd say they want everywhere. You keep annoyingly hyphenating your syllables. It sounds fucking retarded. It sounds like, I don't know, a 12-year-old again. The bigger part of this is what we're looking for. And I'm not like saying you should, if you're 20, that you should necessarily be acting like you're 30 or 40 or 50, obviously. But there's a difference between being 20 or 22 and still acting like you're fucking 12. A big difference. So there's probably a lot more I could say, but I've gone unusually long into this. And Eric, if you're listening, I promised you this, you're either laughing, but here it is. I'm delivering. I did what you asked. So, you know, if anybody throws a fucking bomb through my window, it is, well, there's your reason. I think it would be, by the way, just before I leave here, I think it would be wrong if I didn't just mention, in my opinion, if I've got all these bad things to say about modern women or what have you, then who do I think is great? And just, there's more, certainly more than just one, but I'm saying right now, purely off the top of my head, if there were a woman that I would absolutely love to date because she checks all the boxes, it's this woman right here. Now, you may or may not know her, but she is known on YouTube as Lady J. And she is the antithesis. She is the exact opposite of all the bad things that I just mentioned. And she doesn't put, or showing herself putting tons of fucking makeup on her face. She is naturally pretty. She doesn't have to go all ghetto. And her mannerisms are reserved, and, you know, it just speaks for herself. If we just had a whole lot more women like this in America, or hell, for the world for that matter, yep, things would really be great. I think she's, I don't, of course, know her personally, but everything I've seen, she's extremely pleasant, and I dig her. So ladies, girls, whatever you may be out there, so this is what I'm putting across to you. Eric, I did my job, and as I always say, until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.